So I'm on a mission because no one else will do this. And I'm really starting to get, can I just use some frank language with you people today without Shannon jumping in and wagging her finger at me that I'm being vulgar? Can I just get a hall pass for a moment? I'm really getting sick and tired and pissed off at people's apathy. This is real stuff and real people's lives that are being destroyed here for no logical, sane reason whatsoever. There is simply no spike in death and mortality from the flu around the world. There is a designation that people have this particular strain called the Wu flu, the Kung flu, everybody was Kung flu fighter, whatever it's called. We are being scammed. And I don't know who's behind it. That's also pissing me off because I can't figure it out. And it's driving me bananas. Here's what I can figure out. I can go to the Pinnacle Park Plaza in Mandeville, Louisiana, and I can put those photographs that I just put in the chat room, that Maggie just put in the chat room at CrusadeChannel.com. Those places were bustling mere weeks ago. Bustling with activity, and that one little Pinnacle Park right there, I would just guess, if you add all those restaurants up, you have Crackle Barrel, Olive Garden, Buffalo Wild Wings, Steak and Shake, the brand new Saltgrass. There was a sandwich shop that was there. There is the Chili's at the entrance there. That's seven.
Chili's, and there's a flavored popcorn place.
Flavored popcorn. Well, that place was going to go. I mean, come on. Flavored.
No, that place was still hoping. That place was hopping.
Yeah, but that was Soho money. So, okay.
Who doesn't like popcorn?
All right, the popcorn joint. By the way, there was almost, you could, if you'd have gone in Petco yesterday next to Academy Sports, you could have taken a bowling ball and rolled it down any one of those aisles and not hit a soul. Maybe a lizard, but not a person. No one in Petco. So, I wanted to show, and that's only one. I'll go do it again. I can go drive around here today and on Monday's program, come back and report more. The Wu Shavik Revolution is creating ghost towns. Now, again, we're all for a return to a system of solidarity and subsidiarity. Some might call it distributism, whatever you want to call it. We're all for it. It does not have to be a destructive event. And because this event is destructive, it's just heartbreaking. I bet you can go in your town. And I told Vincent David Johnson last day, remember the photographer goes around taking the photographs of all the ghost towns? His town is going to be a ghost town. My town is a ghost town. It is incredible to witness this and then also witness the strange apathy that no one, I can't find anyone other than me and one guy that wrote at the Federalist this morning that seems alarmed or upset by this. Here's a headline. this is from my Lutheran friend, who's a Lutheran minister, actually, Hans Fieni. What America loses with every shuttered Main Street restaurant. So it's me and Hans and Joy Pullman that are alarmed by this. No one else. No one on television. No one else on radio. Everyone is just, well, you know, the government had to do what they're doing. And we all must, you know, if I hear one more time we're all in this together, I am going to go high school musical 4 on you. And I'm going to put a number 6, a 14-inch cast iron skillet upside your head. What America loses with every shuttered Main Street restaurant. Please go and read my essays at thedailycaller.com. I'm going to publish them all at mikechurch.com this morning because they edit them for word flow and stuff. And I do get a little rambling, but you can read through it. I have the original versions. My latest column at the Daily Caller, I think it's a good one. I sent it to daughter number two yesterday. She read it. She goes, I don't really get that one, but the one before about the restaurants, Dad, you nailed it. You hit it out the park. I'm sending it to all my friends. The King Dude here and the Crusade Channel seem to be the only voice of reason out there. I don't care how many ventilators Andrew Cuomo is not going to use. I don't care how many ventilators now Governor John Bell Curve Edwards is not going to use. This has also been another horrible, horrible waste of resources. How many hundreds of millions of dollars and how many millions of hours of labor have now been plowed into making these ridiculous surgical masks and these stupid ventilators that no one's going to use? What are you going to use them for? No one's talking about it. Big media is in control of this puppy, baby. I encourage you, stay away from FAUX, Fox News, whatever you do. That includes my in-laws. Stop watching it. You're going to get propagandized, and you're going to start believing this nonsense. Mr. Barrett has a fantastic point in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Silicon Valley and Bill Gates are gaining more control. Now we have to go. Now you're getting all these things. Where am I going to get my updates from? Ooh, Google's got it. Well, I have to get things on my smartphone. Gee, I wonder who sold you that. Well, I'm at home and I'm binge watching. Where's that originate from? Meanwhile, after the Wuhan coronavirus killed any hope of a standard birthday party a few weeks ago, my wife tried to comfort our soon-to-be 11-year-old son by reminding him that he could pick anything in the world for his birthday dessert. Scoops of cookie dough, banana splits, or even of those massive Cold Stone ice cream cakes we've always vetoed in the past. I nearly wept when my son bypassed all these options and asked his mother, can I have Marina cake? In the quite likely event that you've never heard the term before, Marina cake is not the name for a confection invented by Canadian bakers on the coast of Halifax. Rather, this particular cake is named after a woman called Marina, co-owner with her husband Patrick of Le Petit Café, a small restaurant in Bloomington, Indiana, that the couple has owned and operated since coming to the Midwest from Paris in the 1970s. Housed in a converted garage with their family home perched atop the restaurant, Le Petit was my place of employment for 3 years while I attended Indiana University. Something else restaurants do. Great starter jobs for kids, right? My kids, all of them, worked in restaurants. The first jobs that they had were bussing tables, being a hostess, making sandwiches. My son being a dishwasher at Cracker Barrel. Will there be a Cracker Barrel for your son to get a gig at? Not if this madness continues. You know what? I'm also sick and tired of turning these dang television stations on and seeing nothing but body bags being loaded into vans.